promised amnesty to 11 million people. Here they come. We got spoiled with Donald Trump for the last 4 years. The group size is increasing up, though, 15 to 20 now in a group. Used to be 3 to 5. Border Patrol is overwhelmed. Our communities are overwhelmed. They're busing them into our towns and dumping them off. They're not giving them bus tickets. They're just leaving them there. It's going to ruin our country. They come through me every day and night. They go live with you guys. That's what's going to happen.
Microsoft is investigating whether a worldwide cyber attack on tens of thousands of its corporate customers may be linked to a leak of information by the companies or its partners. The investigation centers in part on the question how the stealthy attack that began in early January picked up steam in the week before the company was able to send out a software fix. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's dry night tonight, followed by a partly cloudy to mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patches of fog that might be dense, 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night, Saturday, with a cool front coming down, highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back, late day scattered showers, highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Mike, how's it going?
Oh, not going too bad. It's Friday. I'm excited. Got the whole weekend to do whatever I want. I'll probably still work tomorrow, but.
Well, that sounds a lot of fun. Well, I was hoping. Are you sitting down? I don't know if you got the breaking news, and I feel like we should probably break it on this show. I hope you're sitting down, but the bad news is that J-Lo and A-Rod are splitting up.
I did see that. Oh, poor things. COVID gets yet another one.
Yeah, it's awful. You know, I was thinking about it. I was like, man, what's up with that chick? Because it seems like no guy ever really sticks around that long.
You actually bring up a pretty good point. She's been with pretty much every person that is kind of like their guy at the time, like their person of the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if is it that she's too hard to handle or that they're not man enough to be able to handle her. I don't know. It could be on either side.
Well, that's a very optimistic way to look at it. That's good.
Hey, like you know that. Me. I'm a half glass full kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm assuming you probably have a glass half full right now.
No, actually, my last one was half full, so I topped it off, so it's full now.
Your cup runneth over.
Yes, exactly. We're just full of all kinds of sayings today, aren't we?
Oh well, it's Friday. You know, we got to end with a bang this week, and that way we can enjoy the weekend. So, I'll tell you what. I didn't know how the Saints were going to do it, but they did it. I believe they have met the salary cap now.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
I'm pretty sure they did.
Just based off of the two that I was able to see that happened today, and then based off of the numbers. Now, granted, this is the numbers from Wednesday. To be honest, I didn't look up what they did yesterday, but that would put them roughly at the 20 that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. So maybe with what they did yesterday, like I said, I didn't think to look at any of that. So,
well, yesterday they released Janoris Jenkins. So,
oh, okay. I'm sorry, so I didn't see that. I was thinking that was Wednesday. I'm not sure why.
No,
well, that would put them down to 13.
Yeah, they released. They got seven there, and then seven back there, and 13 with Quan Alexander today, and then also releasing Malcolm Brown. So that, let's see, that gave him about almost $5 million. So they might actually be under.
Right.
They might be $5 million under.
With restructuring Michael Thomas, that helped as well.
Right. That saved the Saints 8.7. So yeah, they might actually be able to afford somebody.
Hey,
look at us. We might get to go shopping.
All right, Russell Wilson, we're coming for you.
Yeah, we only need
or Deshaun, either one.
We need $19 million for Russell Wilson, and from what I've understood, the Bears are pushing hard, and they're willing to give up just about anything for Russell Wilson. So,
I mean, I've got like $50 I can put up towards it.
Yeah,
I feel like we should take up we should pass a collection plate, and you know, see what we can get.
Right. Yeah, we just need. We need everybody to chip in about $20 that lives in the New Orleans area.
Yeah.
And we'd be able to do it.
There's 4.5 million people in Louisiana. We just get everybody to put up like $5 and we'd be good.
Yeah. I'd chip in $5 for that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see. I think if it's going to happen, it'll probably happen within the next week. I believe free agency starts on Wednesday. So,
yeah, you're right. It starts on St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Well, so there we go. The 17th. There should be a lot of moves made, honestly, around the league before then. I know, like, the NFL, like, the non-tampering period starts on Monday, so they can really start on Monday to do whatever they're going to do. But I don't know. I just don't know if we have the resources to. At this point, we would have to give up more than likely draft picks. And although we picked up a couple compensatory picks in the third round, I don't know. We're not gonna get it done with that. We'd have to give up our first and probably another first, maybe even another first. And I don't know, you know, is that really the road you want to go down?
I don't think so.
I don't think it is either, because as far as players, we can't really afford to trade any starters at this point.
No.
Because our depth has been completely rocked with what we've had to do. Again, though, you know, Jeff Ireland, hopefully he can work his magic. I know he was at the Clemson Pro Day, workout day today. So
yeah.
That's a good and place saw, for him to be.
I saw that the quarterback's coach was watching the guy from North Dakota State's Pro Day. Oh. Or I guess he was at North Dakota State's Pro Day there to see the quarterback. And he's going to go high enough that we would have to give up about 5 years worth of first round picks just to be able to get into the 10th round. So,
you mean top 10?
Into the top 10, the 10th round. Yeah, the top 10 out of five. I feel like he was probably there because there's a couple of teams in the NFC South that will probably want to get him. And so he was there to watch him. So that way we kind of have a little bit of knowledge for in case the Falcons or somebody picks him up. Now we kind of know.
Yeah. Well, there hasn't been, shockingly, there hasn't been a whole lot of talk about Matt Ryan going anywhere. Although I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
But you never know. So let's take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk more about some of the NFL free agency. And there was a couple of signings over the last day, too. So let's take a break, and we'll come back with more of the Something to Say radio show after this.
Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
It's America's entertainment pop culture talk show, and it's here on WGSO 990 AM. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani. Join us for Everything Old is New Again every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Pruere.
And Mimi Owens.
Our show, He Said, She Said, is moving on up to a new time.
On Mondays at 5 p.m.
Right here on WGSO.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child's scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
I've seen what you call progress. Every warning sign ignored. And there's a muffled voice of reason, but we can't make out the words. And all the
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And big moves happening in the NFL. I guess you'd call it big moves. Grandpa Brady, he's going to stick around until he's at least 45 now. Are you kidding me?
Back in my day.
He signed a one-year extension today, and that'll take him through the 2022 season. And he posted on Instagram him signing the contract. So whoopee for him, I guess.
Congratulations.
The reason why they did it was so they could backload that contract, kick the can down the road, so they have money to afford people, because they weren't in the situation the Saints were in, but they were in a pretty darn rough spot. He was set to count $28.3375 million against the salary cap this year, so that extension's going to significantly reduce that hit. So,
wasn't it actually a 4-year deal with like 3 dead years or something like that?
Yeah, that's what I saw too. And then whenever I looked it up, when I look at the article today, it just said a 1-year deal. So I'm sure it probably is. They just put it in, you know, where
for all intents and purposes, it's a 1-year deal. So why not just call it that?
Right.
And I guess that makes sense.
I think they might have been paying attention to what happens on airline here.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. I mean, aren't Jeff Ireland? Now, aren't the Saints the ones that basically created the dead year extension?
I'm pretty sure. I've never heard of it anywhere else. So I would assume that it was them. And but you know, I can't 100% say that, but I'm almost, I would say 95% positive that the Saints created that. They also tried their hand at the good old sign and trade deals, which the NFL nixed last year with Jadeveon Clowney. But you know, if there's a way to get creative, they're going to do it. So I'll tell you what, this surprised me a lot, was that Cam Newton's back in New England.
Yep.
And not
I knew exactly what you were talking about. As soon as you said this surprised me, I was like, oh, yeah, it's got to be Cam Newton. Why?
I don't know. And
didn't they bench him the last game of the year?
The last couple games, yeah. I don't know. And not only that, but gave him $13.6 million, which I don't know. Like, is there was nobody else? Like, I heard a lot of rumblings about them trying to trade and get Jimmy Garoppolo back.
Wow. And I know I've said this a million times on here, on this show, but I really went into the wrong line of work, because I could easily be a semi-mediocre business developer, and I would love to make $13 million for it.
Yeah.
It would be great.
Well, it says that let's see how the breakdown is. Newton can earn up to 13.6 on the deal, but it'll take a lot to get there. It's reported that the pact is made up of $1.5 million in guaranteed base, a $2 million signing bonus, $1.5 million in per game roster bonuses, and $100,000 in workout bonuses, and $8.5 million in incentives for reaching the playoffs, making the Pro Bowl, and all pro teams being named MVP or Super Bowl MVP, among other things. So, okay. Well, there's a lot of pie in the sky stuff to get that $8.5 million. So that's a little more reasonable. That puts him at about 5.1, and he'll be making just about as much as what Chase Daniel makes in guaranteed money.
And he's a backup, by the way.
Yeah, who's in Detroit. I didn't realize he was in Detroit, but
I just saw that the other day.
Yeah.
Former Saint.
Yeah, well, and did you see former Saint Mark Ingram? He signed with the Texans on a one-year deal.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay.
Yep. I think that was yesterday he signed with them. So good for him. But let's see here. Let's see. My computer's going crazy. I'm trying to pull up what he got with them. And it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. Oh, well, 1 year deal worth up to $3 million. So it's probably a base of around 1.5. And I would assume then there's a lot of incentives for him to stay on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. He, let's see. It was a $500,000 signing bonus on the 1 year deal and $2.5 million. Base of 1.5. Jeez, I'm good. And $500,000 in per game roster bonuses plus $500,000 in incentives tied to total yards for a max of $3 million. They also, Texans also hired Lovie Smith, I think that was this morning, to be the defensive coordinator. So
Lovie Smith is kind of the guy that just won't go away. Well, I'm not saying he needs to, but he's the name that you hear all the time.
Yeah, when I was younger, I worked at Circuit City, so that's dating myself. But he used to come in and I've sold him a printer one day. So he was pretty nice. Him and Aeneas Williams both bought printers. I don't know what they planned on doing, but I guess they were gonna print up the game plan for the. I won't call him the name that I would call him off the air. We'll just say the Rams. we'll keep it PC for now, even if it is Friday.
Give me a call after the show. We'll discuss it then.
Some other news out of the NFL is that teams will be able to have draft rooms again this year, so they can go back to the war room and not everybody on Zoom and all that stuff. And maybe that even means that we'll have a live draft where Goodell can get booed again.
Yes, I like it. I got to say, the first thing I thought whenever I read this article is, the first thing I thought was, does that mean that we're not going to see all the competitors of NFL sponsors on Sean Payton's table? The main one that I think of being Coca-Cola when Pepsi's one of their main sponsors. Yeah. That was a lot of fun to see those pictures.
Well, anything to aggravate Goodell, I'm pretty sure Sean Payton's up for. So,
and it's definitely loved by all who dats. So,
absolutely. Let's see. It says the 2021 draft is scheduled to take place in Cleveland from April 29th to May 1st, and as of now, it's still on as planned with safety precautions. So. And also, there'll be no eating and drinking in the draft rooms. It's strictly prohibited. So, there you go. That Coach Payton can't have his Coke, but that just means he probably will have a po' boy and probably a pizza and a Coke and who knows what else.
Maybe. He is Sean Payton. We all love him because he's an asshole. So,
look at me getting to use the dump button on you.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize I couldn't say that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, I just figured out one of the things that I can't say. Well, that's. Yeah. I feel like that's one of the few times you've ever had to use that on me.
It's the first
time. Look at me.
Yeah.
The first. Ah. Yeah. After almost 4 years, I think, May 5th? May 4th. Will be, is it 4 years? I'm pretty sure.
Yep. Something like that. So.
There you go.
All right. Well, let's take a break. Potty mouth.
I should have waited till May 4th.
All right, we'll be back with more after this.
Hi, my name is Samantha Schlogel, owner of the family-owned restaurant Sammy's Food Service and Deli on Elysian Fields. We welcome you to come try our delicious baked stuffed catfish stuffed with shrimp and crab meat and topped with the shrimp and crab cream. Also come in and enjoy our award-winning Ray Ray Po' Boy, a cordon bleu on French bread, which won the Po' Boy Fest 3 years in a row and was featured on the Travel Channel. Bring in the whole gang. The prices are very reasonable and you get a whole lot of food. And don't worry, we have plenty of to-go plates for you to take home the leftovers. Come into Sammy's and see us soon. Sammy'sFood.com.
At Grace Ithaca Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington.
The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office is investigating the homicide of a 77-year-old caretaker, and the suspect is the special needs woman she cared for. Sheriff Joseph Lapinto says the incident happened around 10 a.m. Friday at a home in Tarrytown.
Appears that the suspect in this case is going to be a 32-year-old special needs female that also resides in here in this residence that probably committed a homicide upon her sitter.
Lapinto says the suspect, who is nonverbal, has been taken to a psychiatric ward. Saturday is the last day for early voting, and in the predominantly New Orleans Democratic-based 2nd Congressional District, JMC Analytics pollster John Cuvion predicts a runoff for Troy Carter and most likely Karen Carter Peterson, or possibly Gary Chambers, or
a black Republican named Claston Bernard, who I'm bringing him up specifically because he has raised some money and he has the endorsement of the Louisiana Republican Party.
There's also a congressional race in the 5th District. Election day is March 20th. LRN.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Brought to you by the St. Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the St. Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at strockmarket.com.
Propel your business forward with a partner with 50 years of experience. When your business needs get noticed, call on the experts at Sir Speedy New Orleans. Print, signs, marketing, promotional products, and more. Together, we can do more. Visit us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or give us a call at 504-586-9812.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
It's America's entertainment pop culture talk show, and it's here on WGSO 990 AM. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani. Join us for Everything Old is New Again every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Listen up to the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover. Mondays at 8 p.m. for dinner hour. Dinner jackets or straight jackets. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover on WGSO.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partners Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Make sure you head over there, check out all the new exclusive content, and you can find out all about our new not-for-profit status and our 75 for 75 campaign. That's where we're trying to raise $75,000 for the station in tribute to our 75th year, and also how you can get involved. So head on over there to WGSO.com. So, speaking of my own worst enemy, and I feel like baseball can't get out of their way sometimes. So they're tinkering yet again. They've implemented some rule changes this year that'll be done in the minor leagues to see how it works and see if they things that they can implement at the big league level. You know, the first one is there's going to be slightly larger bases with a less slippery surface. Right now, the standard for bases in baseball is or pillows, I guess, if you're talking to that German guy Flula, they are 15 by 15 inches, and so they're going to expand those to 18 by 18 inches. Now here, which is fine, whatever. I don't know if that's that big of a deal. However, the thought process behind it is. And I never really thought about it like this, but it's to entice people, it's the teams to start stealing bases more often. And
that was actually kind of my thought, and I didn't think about it from the way that you just said it, but I was thinking if you're stealing and you go to slide, you have three less inches that you have to go mm-hmm. in order to hit the bag before they can tag you out.
Right.
And, I mean, I guess, yeah, that makes sense if you only have – they get them so many times by a half an inch or something. Mm-hmm. Well, that gives you an extra 2.5 inches that you don't have to slide. And so that'll make the game more interesting.
Well,
I hadn't thought about it from that point of view.
And I was watching MLB Network this morning and they were talking about it. And this is the part where it's so frustrating is that the reason why apparently that stolen bases are down in baseball is because of the analytics and the analytics for WAR, which is the wins above replacement. So essentially, the train of thought is if they don't have an 80% chance of actually stealing the base, it's not worth it because it'll lower their WAR rating and in turn make you less money. Isn't that awful? Like, what the hell? Come on.
Tell that to Ricky Jackson. Let's see what
Ricky
he
Henderson.
Henderson, I'm sorry, Ricky Jackson.
Well, I don't know why Ricky Jackson would care since he was part of the Dome Patrol. He might care. I don't know.
My brain works in mysterious ways.
Yes,
Ricky Henderson is who I meant to say. Yes, you are correct.
And here, this one I actually do like this one, and they're going to do the bases in. They're going to try that out in AAA. In AA, they're going to require that all four infielders have their cleats within the outer boundary of the infield dirt when the pitch is delivered. And people will be like, well, why wouldn't it be? Well, because of the shift. And the shift is killing left-handed hitters. So this one I'm kind of good with. What's that?
Yeah. Me being left-handed, I mean, not that I'm a professional or a minor league baseball player, but being left-handed and having played baseball as a kid, I like anything that helps me out. So,
well, you know, the shift has gotten to be just completely ridiculous. And, yes. I mean, I get it. It's cool strategy, I guess. But, you know, at the same time, you know, all these things are supposed to be to entice eyes back on the product of baseball. And if you're having less offense, there's going to be less eyes on the product because, you know, although I may enjoy a pitcher pitching a shutout or, you know, or a no-hitter or something like that, I believe the general public probably doesn't – they're not into that. They want to see offense. What's the old T-shirt, chicks dig the long ball?
Well, yeah.
Well, you know, this is something when you have the third baseman that's over in the outfield and right to to take away base hits from a left-handed hitter, it's gotten to be a bit much. And, you know, I don't know if this is the answer, but, you know, if you want to shift, maybe that would be something that they could limit. You know, like, you can only shift 6 times in a game. So,
yeah, there you go.
You know, something along those lines.
Yeah, when you were talking about, you know, you enjoy watching a pitcher hit a shutout or something. Yeah, I really enjoy a
pitch a shutout.
Say what now?
Pitch a shutout.
I don't know. Shut up. Apparently, my brain's shot from yesterday. To be honest, I don't know why I wasn't talking like this Wednesday, because I was much more tired Wednesday after going to Lake Charles than I am today after going to Lake Charles. But, oh, my goodness.
So, anyway, so enjoying watching a pitcher shutout. Yes. And what now?
But I enjoy watching a 6-4-3 double play.
Yeah, you
know, that's one of the I mean, as long as it's your team doing it, obviously, that's one of the greatest things ever. Like, oh man, they just got it. They had one out. There's 2 men on base. Now they got a double play. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like you said, not everybody cares about that. Everybody wants to see the home run.
Yeah,
that's what people care about.
Absolutely. And here's even though they're giving more options to the left-handed hitter, or, you know, giving them a better advantage, they're going to take away in the high A leagues the requirement that there's going to be a requirement that pitchers must step off the rubber to attempt a pickoff. So being a left-handed pitcher, there's no more just raising your leg and throwing over to first base. You're actually going to have to step off like right-handers do.
That's not fair. I don't like that.
I didn't think you would.
I was never a pitcher. I played first base, so it's cool.
I was a pitcher, and I had terrible pickoff move. My whole thing was I'd just rather strike people out than let them get on base, and I didn't have to worry about trying to pick people off.
Well, there you go. That's a very good way to go about it.
But yeah, my pickoff move was terrible. And speaking of pickoffs, in low A ball, they're going to limit. Now, I think this, if you want to talk about speeding up the game, this would be a way to do it.
Yep.
If you limit, there's going to be a limit of 2 pickoff attempts per plate appearance. So that definitely will speed up the game, because there's plenty of time, especially when you get in the playoffs. And at the same time, I appreciate it, but it does get a bit much when a pitcher throws over half a dozen times, you know, to check on a runner.
I was actually just thinking about the same thing when you were talking about the playoffs. I don't remember who they were playing or what year it was, but at one point when the Astros were in the playoffs within the last 2-3 years, something like that, the Astros were batting, and the pitcher threw over to first base like 9 or 10 times in a row. It got to the point that everybody in the crowd was booing him because he just kept throwing to first base, and you're just dragging out the game. For nothing in that particular instance, because he never picked them off, and so.
Yeah, it gets to be a bit mind numbing after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've also in low A, and this is only going to be in the West, so the California low A league. There'll be a 15-second pitch clock, which I believe now they have a 20-second pitch clock, so they're going to speed it up 5 more seconds. Which again. The fact that there's even a pitch clock, I think, is a bit ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many pitchers are just standing out there lollygagging on the mound. You know, most good pitchers, if they're in a rhythm, they get the ball and bring it. You know, there's no messing around about it.
I guess maybe if you include the trying to throw to first base. Yeah, include that in your 15-second window. Then, you've only got your one chance, and then after that, you got to pitch.
Well, and then the last one is in low A in the Southeast, which is the Florida League. They're going to have an automatic ball and strike system, which I am completely against that. Even though there's bad umpiring and there's bad calls, that you're taking away the human element out of the game, and I don't care for it.
Actually, I think you and I discussed that been a while back now, 3, 4, 5 years ago. We discussed that. You know, you could easily have computers doing this, but that's part of the game of baseball. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, the umpire is going to screw up sometimes, just like the players are going to screw up sometimes, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes the game the game.
Yeah.
It's every once in a while you're going to have this umpire that makes a bad call. But every once in a while, they're going to make a good call. You know, and it's just, it adds to the game because you know that this guy is human. Mm-hmm. And if he messes up this time, he's going to make up for it later, or he's going to make a great call later, or whatever the deal is. And that is the game of baseball. It's human. It's humans being superhuman. It's humans being human and erroring. You know, so that's the game of baseball.
Yeah, and you know, in general, like, I don't have a problem with umpires if they're not giving the outside corner, or they're not giving the inside, or, you know, or they're call, you know, not giving the low, or, you know, whatever. As long as it's consistent and you're doing it for both teams, not a problem.
Yes.
And there's exactly. There's plenty of times that an umpire might miss a strike and call it a ball, and he knows he missed it. So the next close one he's going to give to the pitcher. That's not going to happen. Now, granted, the first pitch wouldn't have been missed, but I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't think that's something that's enticing for people to, let's watch baseball because they don't have umpires anymore. No.
Yeah.
You know, or they'll, I guess they will have umpires for, you know, calling people safe and out at the, you know, at the bases and at home plate. But as far as pitch, you know, balls and strikes, no. And I think that's a bit ridiculous. And apparently a lot of this is that they're not only trying to entice more people to watch the game, but they want more athleticism in the game. So whatever that means, I guess the days of John Kruk eating hot dogs in the dugout before the game, I guess those are over. So I don't know. We'll see how many of these actually come to light. The bases, I could totally see them bringing that to the major league level. The shift, that's probably going to have to, you know, there's so many of it when it comes down to it, you want to make these rule changes that it has to get through the Players Association and you know, they're not really big on change. And in most of these instances, I don't blame them because, they're not good ideas. So, real quick talk about the Pelicans and how awful that was last night. I actually just turned it off in the second quarter because I could have watched some grade school kids play and it probably have been more interesting. Stan Van Gundy said it was, we didn't compete, we didn't help each other, we didn't play together on either end of the floor, and it was a really embarrassing evening for us tonight. They got beat 135-105. By the Timberwolves, and the Timberwolves are not a great team.
Aren't they the worst team in the NBA? I was trying to say NHL.
I believe
they
are. What
is going on with me right now?
I don't know.
I'm just going to shut up. it's your show now. Have fun.
they have been one of the worst teams in the league, and it was the Timberwolves coach's Chris Finch's first victory in six games since he took over as the head coach of the team. So that's any indication of how well they've played. Let's see. Van Gundy went on to say, the Timberwolves played well and were inspired to play. We didn't seem to care. We got what we deserved. When I say we, again, I'm not putting it all on the players. I'm a big part of that too, but I'm not absolving them. It's all of us. So he also said they didn't have any energy in practice the day before, and it was one of the worst practices that he's been a part of in his career. So it was just a bad, bad performance, and they have to play a lot better tonight. So there you go. That's straight from Stan Van Gundy. Hopefully things turn around. I'm not going to hold my breath. But let's take a break, and let's do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and let's get out of here and enjoy the weekend. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-4000.
1132.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter?
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And it's the last segment of the week, so of course it is time for Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. We've got about 6 minutes. So what do you got, Mike?
All right. I feel like I probably read, I don't know if I read it on air. I did read it, but about 2 years or so ago, I feel like I read this that year's version of this story. But there has been an update. And so I also feel like this is what I'll be doing this time next year. And it is the world's greatest diet, which you'll understand as I read the story. But man lives on nothing but beer for Lent to raise money for hospitality sector. One man has made the decision to consume nothing but beer for Lent in a bid to raise money for the hospitality industry, which has taken a massive hit during the coronavirus pandemic. Del Hall, who hails from Cincinnati, is undertaking the beer-only diet for Lent for the third time. After successfully completing the Mammoth Challenge in 2019 and 2020, per Cincinnati.com. According to the publication, Hall lost more than 40 pounds during the 40-day-long beer, quote, diet back in 2019, which is why it's the greatest diet of all time, one of the reasons. And since going viral after first announcing the challenge 2 years ago, the Army veteran has been using the now-famous feat to raise money. Hall started this year's challenge on Ash Wednesday and will continue to consume nothing but beer until Easter, a total of 46 days. He is raising money via GoFundMe on a page named Sergeant Dell's Virtual Tip Jar, where he pledges to send the money to service workers in Southern Ohio and Northern Kentucky. 100% of all donations will go directly to the staff of bars and restaurants that participate. The pledge continues. You can follow Del Hall's journey for yourself via his Instagram page at Sergeant Del, where he issues daily updates on his progress. If you wish to read more about his fundraising efforts, then you might like to take a look at the GoFundMe page for his Mammoth Feat, which can be found here. And I feel like when I do this, I am going to start a GoFundMe page, and all the money that's raised is going to go to Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Oh, so, there you go. I like it.
There you go.
See, and you get a buzz on, and you're helping the musicians of New Orleans, too. So there you go.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I believe mine are mostly Florida tonight, so this one is, and this isn't the first time I've heard of somebody doing this, but all right, so psych evaluation has been ordered for a Florida man accused of sexually assaulting a stuffed Olaf toy. Not good.
No, no, it is not.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Yep, that's right. Hide your kids, hide your wife. A Florida judge on Monday ordered a psychological evaluation for the man accused of sexually assaulting two stuffed dolls, including an Olaf from the movie Frozen, in a Target store. Cody Meter, 22, was appointed a psychologist by the circuit court judge ahead of the hearing next month to determine his competency to stand trial. Meter, who is charged with criminal mischief and exposure of sexual organs, allegedly targeted the toys in a St. Petersburg store in October of 2019. He first found a stuffed unicorn and allegedly dry-humped it in view of a target loss prevention officer, according to police and court documents. The suspect then grabbed an Olaf and did the same thing. And apparently he did it all the way till he finished. And he admitted his dirty deeds to cops, saying he did stupid stuff and did what he did on the Olaf. Meter's father told cops his son has a history of this type of behavior, the arrest record said. As a juvenile, Meter allegedly performed sexual acts with stuffed animals in a Clearwater Walmart, according to a police report. So there you go. What a dirty birdie.
Yeah.
Gross.
Oh, my goodness. That is... Ew.
And you don't normally hear of those things happening at a at a Target. That's usually reserved for Walmart.
No, you don't.
All right, do you have a quick one?
Yeah, I got one real quick one. Texas man drove dealership loaner car to rob bank, tried to use loot to buy BMW. Huh. Lubbock County prosecutor said he drove a vehicle loaned to him by a vehicle dealership to rob a bank in Texas and brought the money back to try to use for a down payment on a BMW. And now Eric Dion Warren, which is not hard not to say Dion Warwick, is headed to prison. Warren, who pled guilty to bank robbery, has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison. According to the court documents, it was during the summer of 2019 when Warren went into a bank in Walforth, Texas, and walked up to a teller. The 50-year-old then put a bag from a fast food restaurant note on the counter. The note read, "This is a blanking robbery. Play with me and die. I want $10,000 and $50 and $100 bills. Now you got 1 minute or I will kill you." After showing the teller the note, Warren pulled out what looked like a handgun and said, "I ain't playing around. I want only hundreds and fifties." The teller gave Warren from her money, including stacks of $20 bills with recorded serial numbers. Warren later admitted that after getting in the crash, he drove away in a vehicle that had been loaned by him to a car by a car dealership. He had been there earlier and was in the process of finalizing the sale of a BMW. Officials say it was 15 minutes after robbery when Warren went back to the dealership and loaned vehicle and began waving around cash, literally. He eventually went to the finance office and tried to finalize the purchase of a BMW with a $3,000 cash down payment. And long story short, somebody called the dealership and said, "Hey, your car was in the robbery." The employee realized it was him, and then they called the police, and the police arrested him.
What a dummy. All right, well, that's going to do it for us. We're going to get out of here, enjoy the weekend, and we'll be back on Monday with more. Until then, we will just play Gloria.
For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio. Big Easy.